have some guidance to our amazing vision. So I have one more protocol. And this one's also, I think, really, well, there's two. Orientation and self-assessment. I think we can do them pretty quickly, so I'm going to start with orientation.
Remember how to make sure they know about our current topic.
Yes.
The current topic.
Well, what? Why bother? Why is this telling them you are not listening? What difference does it make? Why do it?
Because we intend to follow.
Okay. So, but keep going.
Intend to follow and sets the rules.
Okay. So rationale, share governance. Well, that's actually the protocol. So share governance manual.
Rationale to work effectively.
Yeah, so you can perform the highest level of regulation. And also, and you know, I should let Davis talk about this because this is one of his favorite topics. Davis. Davis?
I'm sorry. I've got my hearing aid on this. Hello?
Okay, onboarding, your favorite topic.
What, onboarding? Yes. One of the things that I think is the most important function.
Most important thing.
I'm going to put a list of the most important and then do like a dot exercise. For you.
It'd be good.
Well, and this is the most important.
Oh!
Good enough.
That's for that.
So,
can I just say a few things? That's what
I'm asking.
Okay, so the greatest service you as a board can play. For your legacy and for the future of successive boards is to have a well-developed onboarding plan for a new supervisor. And most orientation, I like the word onboarding because it's well accepted out in the industry. Because most often what we do with any new elected official is we give them an orientation around the agency, right? We tell them where the bathrooms are, because that's the most important. Then we tell them about all the different functions and all of that. That's not the most important thing that a new supervisor needs to know. A new supervisor needs to know what's in the governance handbook. Mm-hmm. They need to know how you do things. How do you make it? I've had case after case of highly intelligent and professional board members who will take me aside and say, I'm going to quote this one. I've been on this, a marine biologist, she said, I've been on this board for 2 years. I don't have a clue of how I'm supposed to impact the agency. I don't know how I make a difference or how I get my things I care about. I see that all the time. And the problem is that when they come on the board, they don't get the right kind of onboarding information. They need to know that. How do I make that transition from being a candidate to being a member of a board? We call it I to we. How do I make that transition? Being visible and conscious about it. So one of the best tools, and I have a whole list of things, but one of the best tools, this is the most important one, is to actually have a discussion meeting very early, not in place of the supervisor's meeting with the CAO and all that. This is a board on board, where you walk through the governance handbook. And you start.
With the new supervisor.
Like this year, it would be in December, for example.
Well, right.
They already place it, so
whenever.
No, they're going to be elected.
Yeah, it would be like
But
the purpose of going through it, and it's one of the main purposes for having the governance network, honestly. The main purpose is for coherence purposes. You want them to come on the team and recognize collaboration, that we work together, that we help each other, that all the stuff that we've been doing. And we're here to answer your questions. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to share with you how we do things as a board and how effective it is. And really give them a solid ground so that they can take the first 6 months or whatever period. There's a lot of sayings that we use, like, you know, you run for office for 4 years, you don't have to do it all in the first 6 months. You can take 6 months and you can just learn how things work so you can be the most effective. Little things, like one of the things I recommend, forgive me if you do this already, but I'm a great believer that when you get a new supervisor, right, a new elected official, city board members could send them a note saying, welcome, we're really excited to have you. One of the things we have to talk about that is important is that the board has to suspend their judgment. They have, this is, normally these folks are well known in the community, or they usually couldn't get elected. They have, may have a reputation. You've got to suspend them, all of them, because they're your new teammate, right? I will say that one of the things I always say, or I say a lot, is that for new board members, is one of the unfairness things is that you run your election as an individual, and you make promises, and you have anybody that says someone shouldn't have an agenda when they get on the board, that's crazy. Of course they have an agenda. I will say to a group of elected officials, how many of you, when you ran for office, said, I will do nothing when I go elected. I have no ideas for improvement. I have nothing I'm going to try to improve. Well, of course you don't. One person raises their hand, always raises their hand when I ask that question. I didn't tell them. Then once you're elected, you're told right away you have no authority to fix any of the problems you promised to fix in your campaign. That's reality. That reality is very difficult. Some board members never get over that. And they stick with it. But the way you fill the gap that's created by that is saying, however, the board has all the authority. The board has the authority. So your office is the board table, not this table over here. That your office is right here at the board table. All of that can be done in and you really give that new person an opportunity to begin that transition. I had to figure it out. I usually figure it out wrong.
The only thing I was going to say, I think a great introduction to that, my supervisor said, is the new Supervisors Institute that CSAP does. I would love to see us actually put in writing, and not that we can require people to go to it, but strongly recommend attendance at the new Supervisors Institute.
We know them.
I know that. So I think it's
is that something you'd like up there?
Yeah.
Strongly recommend and state ones
of attendance at the CSAP new supervisors.
But the tough thing is we use that as our onboarding orientation.
Yeah, we got to work.
And that's good stuff. And the networking is quite useful. But it's not what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. You gotta do both.
Right. Exactly right.
Well, yeah.
And this is the most This is what's really important.
Yeah.
They'll figure out this stuff is what's important. But it's for your own benefit as a board. we need to not have somebody that's going to be causing you 6 months of trying to figure out what to do with this person. I just think, and let me just say that based on what's here, this is a great board and opportunity for the CAO to join. If I was joining this and I had an opportunity to see the protocols and the regular norms and the standards, I would feel so reassured. I'd feel very good. This is a good way to like working with it. Because look at what you've done. Look at what you just did.
You do the tune up.
Really right stuff.
So you do the tune up every other January, at least. Right? I mean,
yeah, so exactly. Because it's a time to adjust.
Right, because
yeah.
CSAC can teach you how to be a supervisor in the state teleport. And that's invaluable. This will help people find their niche as supervisors in the county. And your other clients or folks who serve, you come back and frequently or periodically do those tune-ups and updates. And we could have that be part of the orientation.
And how would they know that system thing about system thing, about strategic focus?
One is the self-assessment, and also I want to toss in there a governance calendar. We just briefly talked about it, and I would like to put it on our actions list. So self-assessment, you can see if we can move through these.
Yeah, and I want to just finish by saying, remember I said plan, a written, an actual plan for onboarding. What the steps are, what you're doing, and all of that, written down, just and adopted, just.
Okay. Why do it? Protocol, how are you going to do it? So one of the things we can give you is a tool, right? So that's part of what we're going to deliver when we deliver after the handbook document. We'll give you a tool that you can use. So why bother? Rationale.
We can improve. We can improve. We can
improve.
And
we need a measurement.
Yeah, evaluative effectiveness.
Yes. Rationale is the tool. The protocol is the tool which you will receive from us. And one of the questions to ask, and maybe this is really something you need to decide, but it's a really good idea to do it on an annual basis. It's a really good idea to have a signature page in your governance handbook that you look at annually and you review it. And this tool will be both around roles and responsibilities, but also about your own programs. Because it's really important that those become your process for how you operate. So you do a tool on an annual basis. And we can talk about the calendar when. When is a good time in your cycle?
To do a set December would be a good time, since that's right at the end of the election, for example, you're on your way.
Well,
you started in January. Some people just get seated in January.
Right.
How do they evaluate themselves in January? Mm-hmm. At the end of the calendar year seems to make more sense to me.
So something like October?
Yeah, somewhere in the last quarter.
And that way, too, if needed, it could feed into the next year's budget process.
So are there other reasons besides MG's improvement the self-assessment?
It seems critical for us to be requiring only evaluation feedback for staff and not doing it ourselves.
Right.
Accountability.
Modeling. Leadership.
Yeah. Feedback. And
accountability. Okay. And we'll write up something.
You're saying you have a tool you will use to do this?
We are going to give you a tool.
Okay.
As part of this process.
Assess yourself?
Yes. You would assess yourself. You as
a body. As a body.
Not on this tool.
Okay.
It's not a 360.
See, this is.
Okay, well, ladies, do you want to talk about why they might think twice about asking for a 360 in their self-assessment?
Well, that's very, my own personal view about 360s. I think the record on them is mixed because of the nature of asking, particularly at the CEO level, because it's hard to get an objective viewpoint as you go out. 360 means you're asking people to have some contact with that person to evaluate their experience, their assessment, and that kind of thing. I'm personally not a huge fan of it because I think you have a tendency to, you can easily get someone who had a bad experience which had nothing to do with the quality of the program, they just may not like each other.
Dave, I'm going to have you talk about specifically related to self-assessment for the board. So going out to the public, going out to the community.
But the 360 is about, you're talking about the board doing a
self-assessment, and they are asking why not.
Okay, I'm sorry. That to me, that's the 360 is not going to terribly good business. So if you're talking about going out into the constituencies to get an assessment of how the board's doing, is that what you're talking about?
Maybe we should do that.
You have a pretty strong assessment every 4 years.
That's the standard response. That's not good.
Individual supervisors, not the board. That's two and three at a time, right?
Yeah, and that's no good.
Can I ask you a question? Because I've been on not a board of supervisors, but I've been on a nonprofit board, and I think I mentioned this in the past. So we had a self, in New York, you had to do things for the public authorities board. And there would be things, we would do a self-assessment every year of the board. We'd get the results on a matrix. And it would be, the questions would be things like, I feel adequately informed to make the decisions I'm being asked to make. I feel free to pose the questions I want to question. It's not so much I go along with each other, but it's, are you being well served by the staff and the institution, and do you have feeling that you're able to have influence on policy? And I can probably dig it out, but that's what I think of when I think of a self-assessment. Not are you doing your job, but what is that relationship between the cult, what's your experience like as a board member? You have good experience, and what does the organization do?
Yeah, and I think we're agreeing. For us to go through that process, we do that. But the other issue is, do we do anything else? Do we ask the public or the staff?
The staff people. We want feedback from the people that we serve indirectly, or maybe even directly. We want feedback on what their experience is.
So I'm gonna just make a suggestion. Because I feel, and because we're not prepared to be able to help you to think through that process, and because we're still in the place where we're in the back of government's handling the self-assessment tool, I would like to just encourage you can have that conversation together when you see the tool, if you see that there could be value in learning and how do you do it. But I don't think I can help you right now in terms of really thinking about it, so I'm going to suggest that I'm stepping aside.
I think on this issue, going outside is way sketchy.
Okay, so we have two last things to do. So if you had a governance account, am I upsetting you, Martha? Are you thinking that name?
No, not at all. The question was, should we not?
Yeah.
Say okay.
Yeah. And I'm saying I'm not going to talk to you.
That's fine. Good question.
Bob talked about it yesterday. I think the government's calendar is absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we just really encourage you thinking about having a governance calendar. And we could probably help at least give you a sample.
Yes.
That's great. So explain more what you mean by that.
Well, governor's calendar means what are the things that you will expect to see on your own calendar in terms of your discussion meetings, CAO evaluation, self-assessment, you know, and we can continue to kind of populate that based on the things that
we've seen. And they're usually things that affect the whole board. Requirements that you have to make, adoptions of that this particular plan has to be adopted by this state, or this policy has to be enacted, or this ordinance.
But it would be your discussion meetings.
Well, potentially, you're going to decide that on an annual basis. I mean, there may be some that you can expect to see.
But I was impressed that Bill has like two or three governance meetings a year.
Right.
And I watched one of them and was blown away at the conversation. And so, I hear that seems to me your discussion meeting for yesterday. So, I'm just saying it'd be great if that's on it too. And we have to obviously sort that out and plan it. But I think that's an incredibly valuable thing, again, to keep it going, to keep it accountable.
Right. Absolutely. Well, your assessment will be one thing that will be on that. And that you may want to have, like, I know that one of the things that Yoba does is that they put a couple of bullets.
And your budget work, your budget adoption, and your budget reports.
Oh, my God. CSAC, NACOG, RCR, yeah. I mean,
all this stuff.
Once we put that calendar out there, nobody's going to run for board.
Well, that's not the purpose, Bob.
I'm just saying, you'll have no competition.
And I think it'll help keep us focused strategically on moving that down the road, down the calendar.
No surprises.
Okay, so in your packet, I just want to tell you it's here.
I'm sorry.
So there's a little self-assessment tool that can be helpful. Often I'll have people fill it out and not even collect it. It has four quadrants in it. We'll talk a little bit about reflection and accept. But important things I learned today are I verify, it left me feeling the session, questions I'd still like answered, and at our next board meeting, I'm going to do X. So it's just a reflective tool that I want you to think about filling out or seeing if there's anything useful in that. But let's just close this down by saying, you know, we had 2 days together. What worked? Was there anything we could do better? Just do a quick one of those so we can just get a feel from you again from Rita's and my perspective. And also from your colleagues, what was effective about these last 2 days? So what worked? And was there anything that could have been better? John, you want to leave?
I would say what worked was getting us to be all in the same room talking about the common interests, which obviously showed up through the exercises. So I think what worked was the exercises that kind of brought us together and then rooted out some challenges and differences that we needed to, you know, discuss. But I think the biggest thing was giving the CAO the opportunity to be engaged in a move forward type of a process so that we can all better govern and that he can not feel like, you know, there's a closed session coming or that, you know, he's on pins and needles because he's unsure of what role everyone's intending to play when it comes to governing the county and interacting with the staff.
Anything could have been better?
Anything could have been better?
What could have been better? Me and Davis.
Well, I wish I knew what the most important thing was.
And some clear improvement, I think, into the agenda. Clear improvement in the way we are. More time. And I apologize, we wouldn't have been stuck with Esquel Ganesta this morning. We could have used the time this morning. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, you know, there's never enough time.
Right.
That's probably the only thing, that's out of the door.
Okay. Yeah, well, and again, we were trying to push through a little bit based on the end of the day with centers. Okay, good.
Stacy, I thought the protocol development exercise was really good. So I agree with the past comments about that because it gave us some space to dig in. But one thing I think we need, I had especially yesterday, I left feeling like, what you're here to help us develop this manual, we need to do, so we were talking about YOLO, is the governance work sessions, especially if we're really, you know, what came out yesterday is, hey, the CAO wants to really move to a much clearer, strong CAO model. How do we do it? That's outside the confines of the manual, and you get handled that really nicely. But to me, that's just not something that's in a manual. That's a lot of it. So I think we need to probably have more of those frank, difficult conversations in a kind and caring, humane way. But to me, that I feel like we need to dig into some of that stuff.
Well, it sounds like what that did is just highlight that need. So, yeah. Okay. Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I think my takeaways, the positives are up there. Just these are conversations we've been needing to have for a while. And so having this opportunity, even though it's more of a need than we use, I think. We use you to come back.
Well, it was a nice product.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Bob?
Maybe just express a little bit differently than others have said. I think it's been great to have the board and the CAO occupying the same intellectual space with so few distractions, focusing on how we work as opposed to issue A or issue B. So that's a huge value. And it lets us set the table for things that we will do in your absence, moving on. More time would be, wishing we had more time would be the negative, but I can tell the board certainly not going to propose return engagements with Davis and Babs on a periodic basis. And at a minimum, we would do that refresh after a general election to bring new people on, to orient them so we can find a way as opposed to onboarding them onto a train to ride that race.
And Rhonda, last words.
Everyone's covered most of it, but for me personally, it's a better understanding of how we got to where we are. I think you've given us a lot of tools on how to move forward because it's, coming on you and whatever's changing is that after 30 days you own the sheets. It's yours, no matter what happened before. Now this is all your inventory, and we need to take steps to lead and show what true leadership is. It's not doing it all yourself, it's making sure that we provide the tools to everyone to do their jobs. And I think you can give us a lot of tools. Obviously, we have a group that needs more time together in the productive area to help achieve goals. And we all have different particular passions and areas of interest, but as long as we always have the outcome of the same goal, everything we do will work towards that. Helping assistance and guidance.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I know we had a long journey getting here, a few snow problems, et cetera, and yet in some ways, one of the things that I kept feeling is that we bought some time and that was helpful, in fact, in terms of kind of the orientation. So, and I think, and Davis is going to also, well, Wayne and I'm sure on something important,
right?
But it's a joy to have met all of you. I feel like we really did some great work together, and it's always a joy to be able to work with him. So, final words, David?
Well, I would just say that I recommend you have dinner or work with that. This was really great. I think you're really, really a great board. And I think you've got a great relationship with your CAO. And that's what's going to make the difference. It really is. Not only for the quality of your experience, but the services that you provide to your county. They need you to be together. They need you to have your strengths combined, which is what it is, and your perspectives combined. It's as you say, it's a joy. We really enjoy it. We talked about it, how much we enjoy working with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.